Lucas. Raise a laugh and soon you'll find you're losing that frown. A smile will spread all over the town. Don't give in, try and grin. Don't be like a passport photograph. Come on and meet Ted Ray. He'll chase your troubles away.
And raise a laugh.
Ted Ray.
Why, that's nice applause. I hope I can live up to it. Thank you very much, boys and girls. I'm glad the fog's cleared at last. What a shocking experience I had last week in the fog. My goodness. I was working in a suburban theater. The band hadn't even turned up. Do you know, it was so foggy I couldn't see the audience. But I gave my act just the same. Not a laugh. Not a titter. When I came off, I said to one bloke, that's the last time they get me down to the Hippodrome Croydon. Is it Hippodrome? Is it the aerodrome? You know, lots of people think being a comedian is dead easy. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got where I am today through hard work. I studied for 3 years with Sir Laurence Olivier, 2 years with Emlyn Williams, and finally 2 weeks with Phyllis Dixie. I learned more in 2 weeks from Phyllis Dixie than the 5 years that I was young. Do you love animals? I do. I love animals. I bought a St. Bernard dog once, complete with a little bottle of brandy. As a matter of fact, I only bought him for the brandy. The first time I let him go out, he came home with the bottle empty. So he looked so mournful and sad, I filled it up with brandy again and sent him out again. Back he came with the bottle empty again. I thought, I'll put a stop to this lark. So that night, I filled the bottle with castor oil. Yes, do you know my next-door neighbor had to have 3 weeks off from work? Serves him right. Serves him right. He's a swanky bloke, very swanky type. You know, I don't like those people. Do you? Stuck up in Ireland. He bought his wife a fur coat, supposed to be mink. Some mink. She put it on to walk through the woods and two ferrets tried to drag her down a hole. You know, getting near Christmas, I thought I'd try and fatten up a few chickens because I couldn't get my hens to lay. So a friend of mine told me to put a couple of china eggs in the nest to sort of give the birds the idea, you know, encourage them. I didn't have any eggs, so instead I put under two of those wooden balls you use the coconut shy. It worked, too. Every time one of my hens lays an egg, instead of clucking, she stands up and yells, Timber! I went to the big film show last week. Oh, wonderful night it was. And afterwards, who was the man they called for? Elfin? Gregory Peck? Ed Ray. That's who they wanted. Can you blame them? I had the key of the gentleman's cloakroom. Which reminds me, folks, reminds me you've got to be very, very careful these days talking about keys. I hope all you people here tonight locked everything up before you came out. Remember that. Be very careful. I did. I locked all the windows, and I shut the door with a patent pick-proof lock. Now, no one can get in without the key. And I've got that right here in my inside pocket. I've got it right here. In my left hand, in my right, is it a burglar in the house?
Lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till wrinkle and gray. While the lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you know I'm finding tears all in my eyes? Send down that cloud with a silver lining, lift me to paradise. Show me the river, take me across, and wash all my troubles away. Like the lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Weary of pain.
the job, work like the devil for my pay. But the lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While the lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm fighting tears all in my eyes? Send down that cloud with a silver lining, lift me to paradise.
Show me the river, take me across, and wash all my troubles away.